Bobby's initial idea was that Ted could stay in his own room on the third floor while Bobby stayed in the apartment on the first floor. They'd both keep their doors open, and if either of them needed anything, they could call. I don't believe the Kilgallens or the Praskys would enjoy you yelling up to Mr. Brodigan at 3 o'clock in the morning that you'd had a nightmare, Liz said tartly. The Kilgallens and the Praskys had the two small second-floor apartments. Liz and Bobby were friendly with neither of them. I won't have any nightmares, Bobby said, deeply humiliated to be treated like a little kid. I mean, jeepers. Keep it to yourself, his mom said tartly. They were sitting at Ted's kitchen table, the two adults smoking, Bobby with a root beer in front of him. It's just not the right idea, Ted told him. You're a good kid, Bobby, responsible and level-headed, but 11's too young to be on your own, I think. Bobby found it easier to be called too young by his friend than by his mother. Also, he had to admit that it might be spooky to wake up in one of those little hours after midnight and go to the bathroom knowing he was the only person in the apartment. He could do it. He had no doubt he could do it. But yeah, it would be spooky. What about the couch? He asked. It pulls out and makes a bed, doesn't it? They had never used it that way. Bobby was sure. She told him once that it did. He was right, and it solved the problem. She probably hadn't wanted Bobby in her bed, let alone Brodigan. And she really hadn't wanted Bobby up here in this hot third-floor room. That he was sure of. He figured she'd been looking so hard for a solution that she'd look right past the obvious one. So it was decided that Ted would spend Tuesday and Wednesday nights of the following week on the pull-out couch in the Garfields' living room. Bobby was excited by the prospect. He would have 2 days on his own, 3 counting Thursday, and there would be someone with him at night when things could get spooky. Not a babysitter either, but a grown-up friend. It wasn't the same as Sully John going to Camp Winnie for a week, but in a way it was. Camp Broad Street, Bobby thought and almost laughed out loud. We'll have fun, Ted said. I'll make my famous beans and Frank's casserole. He reached over and ruffled Bobby's crew cut. If you're going to have beans and Frank's, it might be wise to bring that down, his mom said, and pointed the fingers holding her cigarette at Ted's fan. Ted and Bobby laughed. Liz Garfield smiled her cynical half-smile, finished her cigarette, and put it out in Ted's ashtray. When she did, Bobby again noticed the puffiness of her eyelids.